It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. On Friday, Governor Scott Walker said that the estimated flood damage to public infrastructure in South Central and Western Wisconsin was about $44 million, and most of that was in Dane County. And the rains are still coming. In thinking of a guest for this show, I honestly thought that maybe we should get in touch with Mother Nature, but she doesn't seem to be willing to talk to us. So we have WPR reporter Chimaine Mills back on the program. Chimaine, Mother Nature probably doesn't know the specifics of what her rain is doing, but you have actually been reporting on this flooding. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So let's start with Madison. It is raining this morning in Madison, and on Monday, Madison Mayor Paul Soglin said that Lake Monona has hit a record high. It is 7.5 inches above the 100-year flood elevation. So what does that mean?
Not what you think.
Okay.
The easiest way to describe it is by saying what it isn't. It may imply, oh, that's a flood that occurs every 100 years. No, actually, it's one chance in 100, so 1% that a major flood could occur annually. So it's basically shorthand for a statistic, and so it may occur more often.
And what do we call it, a major flood? I mean, we have had some flooding here in Madison. We talked last week about the flooding on the west side as well as flooding in Baraboo. There are people in the west who think that they had some major flooding. Can it get worse?
Oh, certainly. And you have a number of rivers around Wisconsin which are at flood stage, and they're rising. So it's not a dire situation, but it's concerning. And we've had flooding before in Wisconsin. We have a lot of rivers and lakes. Mm-hmm. This is nothing new. In fact, I was going over some historical data, and at one point in the 1800s, Portage was actually surrounded by water.
Wow.
Cut off from the world.
So it was a port. I mean, a portage.
Exactly.
Okay, interesting.
Yes. So, especially those communities that live along the river, this is nothing new.
Okay, so it's nothing new, but there are now communities that have houses and infrastructure around rivers and lakes, especially here in Madison when we're talking about Lake Monona. What can we expect?
Well, there's still sandbagging going on. We have not had evacuations yet. Now, there are preparations if need be, but we have not gotten to that point. At this point, it's just a lot of sandbagging and trying to get water downstream. Now, they are getting water through the locks, not only the Tenney locks from Mendota to Monona, but the locks further downstream, and a tremendous amount of weed cutting, because you want to move that water faster through the Yahara River. And that, they've been going nonstop with 12 weed cutters.
So if I'm living downstream, am I liking seeing this water rushing down at me?
No, it's very concerning. And a lot of this has been brought out in a great series by Stephen Verberg in the State Journal. A lot of people who live along the river or the lakes know lake levels and how political this is. Mm-hmm. They're very keenly aware of how high the lakes are. But others of us are just learning about why this is concerning.
But they live along the lakes anyway, even though they're keenly aware
right.
of this. We are talking with Chimaine Mills about flooding and the challenges of the rain in Wisconsin. This is actually not a laughing matter, but I want to talk about Baraboo. We talked about this last week. It crested over the weekend. How did this manifest?
Well, over the Labor Day weekend, they actually had somewhat of a reprieve. It stabilized more or less, but then they got more rain. Mm. And my colleague, Hannah, in the news department, just talked with the emergency director there this morning. And they're tired. They're tired.
Yeah,
and they said,
I can imagine.
The rain gauges got blown out by the water coming through the river, and they're too afraid to have people go check manually. So they're flying blind in a sense. They know the river's going to rise, but they aren't going to have exact totals because some of these rain gauges got swept away.
Was there actually flooding that came over the banks? And how far did that go?
Well, they were really good about preparation. They've had a lot of sandbagging, but they're prepared for more rain. The river's going to rise.
And we've been talking about Madison, but there are some smaller towns around Madison. Downriver, we've talked about. Anybody else that we should be worried about?
Well, in western Wisconsin, you have a lot of flooding. You had mudslides, and you had a case in Vernon County where a guy in a pickup truck was going over the bridge. The bridge collapsed. Now, he got out okay, but there's some infrastructure problems, too. So, I mean...
Yeah, this is one of those things that people have been complaining since I've been here a few months. One of the first complaints I heard was roads and bridges, infrastructure is bad in Wisconsin. All of this flooding is making it worse. Do you think that we're going to be taking care of our roads and bridges? Do we have to now because they're getting washed out?
Well, the DOT is out inspecting now along with local officials. So they're checking and trying to stay abreast of this. I mean, the water has certainly exacerbated a problem and made people more aware, certainly, of the condition of some of this infrastructure.
How are the state parks doing? Are they open right now?
Your best bet is to check the website. I was on the DNR website. We did have some closures over the Labor Day weekend. Here in this area, we had Governor Nelson, which is along Lake Mendota. We had Wildcat Mountain, which is in Vernon County. So surprisingly, a number of the parks were open. Now, you may have had some flooded hiking trails and just the fact that it was raining in some areas, so people don't want to camp.
Right.
So just because it's open does not guarantee people will come.
We are talking about flooding and rains in Wisconsin. One of the things that I have noticed, Shemaine, I'm sure you've noticed too, is that with rains and with constant wetness come mosquitoes. Are we hearing anything about a huge mosquito infestation?
You know, that's probably as concerning as it may be to us or people who are getting bitten. It's probably the least
that is
of
true.
The worries.
Save my house.
Yes,
don't
right.
Don't worry about the mosquitoes. Ironman, which is a big triathlon, is happening in Madison this Sunday. Is it going over the isthmus? Is it going over possible flooded areas? What can we expect in terms of that?
Well, it's a huge tourist draw. People come from all over the world to participate, and they swim in Lake Monona.
Oh, wow.
So, Public Health Dane County put out a tweet yesterday saying, you know, we're going to be checking for bacteria levels and whatnot. There has not been sewer overflows, but there's a lot of stormwater running off into the lake with possible contaminants.
Right.
So you're going to have thousands of people in that lake. So you got to check and make sure it's safe.
If it is not safe, they won't hold the swim part of the triathlon?
Well, they're loath to cancel these events. They bring in a ton of money.
People
have traveled from all over. And I know they've canceled them in other cities when there's been lightning. There's specific conditions they have as to when they will cancel. So it would be highly unlikely.
We have been talking about the possibility of flooding and getting updates from around the state in terms of our rain. It is continuing to rain, and it will continue to rain in southern and eastern Wisconsin and spotty rain in the rest of the state. So be careful out there, and let's cross our fingers that we don't get too much rain, Shemaine.
Well, the end is in sight. So they say.
So they say. Shemaine Mills is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, and she's been covering flooding over the past several weeks, including the rising river in Baraboo and in Dane County. Shemaine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.